Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is September 26th, 2024. Today was a very foggy Thursday morning. I hope everybody was driving safely and being responsible drivers and not speeding on the roads, because when I was driving here, I saw a lot of people really not caring and just like speeding through. But anyways, my name is...
You were saying
I was just going to introduce. My name is Hindal Dah, and I'm here with my co-host Abdul Majid Awan, as you were saying.
Yeah, and I think it's not that they're speeding. It's like they've become so used to effort.
That's true, unfortunately. Yeah.
The good thing about the UAE roads is there's no bumps in the road, so you can drive straight, but you should always be careful.
Always, yeah.
Because there may be something happening to a car in front of you, and maybe you don't see it and get into an
accident. And you drive recklessly. And
drive safely.
But yeah, foggy morning. Yeah. For today's news, we have richest African man to establish family office in Dubai, Telegram reverses privacy policy, and WeRide and Uber partner to bring self-driving cars to the UAE. So, number one story, add another rich man to the list of people setting up offices in the UAE, because we have Aliko Dangote, who is Africa's wealthiest individual with a fortune of $13.2 billion. And he has announced plans to set up a family office in Dubai. A lot of billionaires have been setting up offices in ADGM in Abu Dhabi, but Aliko is coming to Dubai and setting up his family office there. So the office will focus primarily on global investments and portfolio diversification beyond his industrial empire called Dangote Industries. The industry makes cement, sugar, salt, and oil refining, very profitable industries. Yeah. I think that's, of course, how he makes so much money. And his daughter Halima already moved to Dubai last month to oversee the family office, and which is based in their long-standing Dubai premises.
So yeah, the UAE is becoming a hotspot. Hind is 100% absolutely correct, and we see that. Every day we see some big company from Europe, from America, from any part of the world go to ADGM, go to Dubai Financial Center. They're setting up offices in the UAE because of, again, a millionth time, no taxes, no income tax.
It has a very attractive financial environment.
And so the safety of road safety, infrastructure safety, overall safety, and then there's safety for your capital as well. There's nothing like that you'll invest money and lose money. Obviously, you make big, bad business choices, then you will lose money. But otherwise, the whole country system, everything, the infrastructure in place, the regulations in place, the systems to register company, work with the company, everything is in your favor. Mm-hmm. So that is what is making it the best hub to set up your family offices, set up your asset management firms.
Businesses, SMEs.
Businesses. And most of all, yesterday we also talked about it, that there's too many big wealth funds now, sovereign wealth funds owned by the governments, which are there to tap in. ADIA, PIF, you always talk about them. Mubadala is there. So all these people are here. Mm-hmm. So that is why they're coming here. They're trying to tap into the Middle Eastern capital, getting all the money they can for themselves as well. Take the few drops for there from the sea.
Yeah.
So the UAE is becoming a hotspot for high net worth individuals. Decision also reflects Aliko's decision, also reflects that African billionaires are facing problems. Their Naira, which is the Nigerian currency, it has depreciated over 50% in the last year. So if he was a billionaire, now he's like a half billionaire, but he has a lot of wealth, so he doesn't care right now.
He moved to keep up that status, and also probably it's a more favorable environment for a billionaire to come to the UAE and set up office
and
in Dubai.
Obviously, when you move to the UAE, the other day I was talking to one of the CEOs of a new startup. It's like a 7-8 year old startup, and that guy told me that when you set up an office in Dubai and when you go and meet people and say, oh, we are a Dubai-based company, so people have this very good attitude towards you. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, they're based in Dubai, they'll be very stable, they're a good business. So this name only, that, oh, we're a Dubai-based office, it gives you a lot of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Not like monetary benefits.
It gives you status as well. Like, okay,
it gives you status that you come from Dubai. A good, stable economy, good, stable city.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main thing that, that is why billionaires are and millionaires are moving here. Millionaires are moving in like hordes. The last report that we saw was 6,700 millionaires will move to this country by the end of this year. But billionaires are also moving, and we see one every day announcing mm-hmm. that they're moving here.
Yeah, at this point, I feel like it's not really news to see somebody, a billionaire, moving to the yeah. country, because it's like, well, it makes okay. sense. Like, yeah. it really
Dubai
makes
is
sense.
Doing, Abu Dhabi is doing, yeah. UAE is doing. It's like every day mm-hmm. in UAE, a billionaire or a big investment firm or some big company moving here, setting up a shop,
yeah.
and then obviously expanding from here into the Middle East market.
Mm-hmm. So Dangote's family office will look for co-investment opportunities with other families or institutions that offer specialized expertise. And more than that, Dubai is also expected to see continued growth in family offices. So not just individuals coming here, but actually setting up their family offices of high net worth individuals relocating. So yeah, that's all that there is to say. I mean, yeah. Let's move on to our second story. We're back to our good old friend Pavel Durov, the yeah. founder of Telegram, the messaging app. So Telegram has just reversed its privacy policy, and it has agreed to share data for criminal investigations. Now, we've covered this a lot on the Smashy show. So basically what we can take from this this update is that they basically caved in. And yeah. so Telegram is always positioning itself from other messaging apps and other social media apps because it completely like does not give out its data to anybody.
Yeah.
But after the arrest of the founder, Pavel Durov, in Paris,
Paris, yes.
that decision got overturned. So they're caving in, unfortunately,
and
to some
it was a
people.
Very cute way of announcing it. It just wasn't like, oh, we're going to give data. Durov on his Telegram put out a very, like, again, very nicely worded. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time he put out a statement after getting mm-hmm. arrested. We talked
yeah.
about it.
Yep.
The
read
wording,
it on the show.
Yeah, the way the statements are written, it shows that they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And this time also, the statement didn't start with that, oh, we're reversing our policy. The statement started with that, yes, Telegram, they agreed that, yes, Telegram has a lot of problems. There's people who are using its features for illegal activities. The search feature they specifically talked about, that it's very good in Telegram. It's very customized, helps you a lot. It's not like the Instagram search feature. I hate the Instagram mm-hmm. Search feature, to be honest. But again, he said that the search feature is this, and then he went on and said, oh, we're doing we're moderating content using real humans, and then those humans are using AI tools mm-hmm. to help moderate the content and avoid any bad content or any kind of illegal activity on the platform. So yeah. this is how he started.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to his main point that, oh, now if someone is involved in a criminal investigation,
yes.
so it doesn't mean that you are doing something illegal on Telegram. The crux of the matter is if agency thinks that you're doing something criminal
yeah,
on
Telegram. And if it's like a valid
yeah,
legal request.
Then they will share your data. Mm-hmm. So another mammoth falls. Let's see. Hopefully, he will come out of jail now.
Yeah, I suppose there's pros and cons on
yeah.
on this matter, because on the one hand, it's like, well, some people are doing very illegal stuff on Telegram and are not caught
yeah.
because of the fact that their data is disclosed. But then, on the other hand, it could be like, well, what if it's not a legitimate legal request,
yeah.
but then Telegram approves, and then it's like, well, somebody is going to get arrested. Based on
suspicion only.
On
maybe they're not doing anything.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but that was the USP that Telegram ran with, that we are never going to share your data.
Mm-hmm.
And now, obviously, a lot of people...
We're going to share some of your data, basically.
Yeah, if someone asks for
mm-hmm.
it. So don't do any stuff, bad stuff on Telegram. Move away from it.
Mm-hmm.
There's Signal. The app is still fighting for user privacy. So there's other apps, but this sets a precedent.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Now, since he is caving in, other apps will also cave in. And then the age-old debate of freedom of speech and privacy of data will rise up again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep you updated.
I think it's still going on with X, especially since Elon Musk is the
yeah.
owner. So he's still very much like Pavel Durov
yeah.
in his way of thinking.
But he's like a bigger Pavel Durov right now.
Yeah.
He has more power.
I mean, he's the world's
richest man, and obviously if a little politics, if Trump comes into power, when the elections happen for the US presidential seat, then he will also be a part of government as a consultant. Trump has said it very clearly. And him, the guy himself, Elon Musk, he agreed that, yes, he will consider the role and most probably take it. So, yeah, he is going to be in the places of power now.
Yeah.
So it will be very difficult to, like, catch him and say,
yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Thank you very much. Please share the data.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Hopefully, this will open up more Pandora boxes. And we'll see how people react to it.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to see how people react. The comments were nearly positive. I read the comments. They were nearly positive, but some people still are saying that,
yeah.
Oh,
of
Telegram
course,
has lost
like
what
that.
It was famous for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving away.
Mm-hmm.
So in a month or two, you'll get the numbers that
yep.
how many people moved away because Telegram is not as safe as it claims to be
mm-hmm.
now.
Let's move on to our final story of the day. So Uber partners with WeRide to bring self-driving cars to UAE roads. So very fun. There's going to be Uber autonomous vehicles. So they've formed a strategic partnership to integrate these self-driving cars into the Uber platform into the UAE. So the first phase of this collaboration will launch in Abu Dhabi later in this year, and will allow users to request a WeRide robo-taxi via the Uber app. So it's going to be integrated into the app itself. Into the Uber app, so you can choose to have a self-driving car. And Majid was telling me that it's actually not going to be that expensive,
yeah.
is it?
It's going to be the same. The cars are not, actually it depends on the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
The cars are not that expensive to make. They have a whole geospatial system and everything. But for the fun of it, everyone will try it.
Yes.
And there's already like 200 robotaxis already working in Abu Dhabi. So the WeDrive, they're the only licensed unmanned car operators in the UAE and the very first also. So they're operating a few taxis in Abu Dhabi because Abu Dhabi has less traffic. They can experiment
yeah, they
there.
Can, like,
with Abu Dhabi,
the,
with
the
Dubai, it will be very
stuff.
Difficult, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So with Abu Dhabi, they've already had some cars on the road. I was watching a lot of videos on YouTube and X. And they gave free rides to people for the first week when they launched it.
Oh.
So WeDrive in Abu Dhabi works as TXAI app, not the taxi, but
yeah,
taxi.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, is that a...
It's a wordplay on taxi, so yeah. They're like, oh, let's not call it taxi, let's call it TXAI.
Okay, trying to be different.
Yeah.
See. Okay.
So TXAI app basically allows you to book a robotaxi and sit and just let it do the
mm-hmm.
stuff. And the experiments were good, people's reactions were good. It's very safe. It has all the emergency buttons everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So even
That's
if
good.
Something wrong is, you think is happening, you can press the button. So it's safe. Let's see when now you can order it through the Uber app as well. So it has given you more accessibility, basically.
I have a question. Will you be able to sit in the driver's seat or the passenger seat?
Yeah, you can sit in the driving seat.
But you're
wherever
not
you
the wheel.
Want, you can sit.
But you're not touching the wheel.
Yeah, not touching the wheel. Because
really
even if
tricky.
You try, you can't pull it. It's like very static and very fixed. So
okay.
if it's going there, you can't pull it here.
Oh.
So there is, I guess, an option of stopping it, but you can't like convert it from auto to manual.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be like, okay, now I want to drive
mm-hmm.
it. No, you can't. Because maybe you don't have a license or using a taxi. So you can't drive it, but you can sit and maybe stop it for emergency problem. And it already has a whole system. So worst case scenario, if something is going to happen, like if there is a car crash or something,
you accidents press the emergency can happen, button.
It
the
will
big red
itself
button.
Stop, but yeah. If you think that it's not stopping, you can press the emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite safe right now. The technology is evolving. It has been implemented in a lot of countries in the world. It's not like it's the first time that it's come to any country. But depends on the traffic and the laws of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Abu Dhabi has very, very, very strict
laws
in terms of traffic as compared to Dubai even.
Mm-hmm.
In Dubai, if it's 100 road, you can go up to 119. That's like the leniency that they gave you. But Abu Dhabi, if it's 120, you have to go at 190.
You go one above that. It's,
yeah, you even touch 120 and you'll be like, okay, thank you so much for the fine.
Yeah.
So it's very very strict. So they've implemented it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Soon we'll see the results. People will obviously talk about it on social
mm-hmm.
media. So we'll bring it you the updates on that as well.
I think the self-driving car is also part of a bigger initiative by the UAE to become more progressive and more futuristic. So Joby recently announced, so Joby is a taxi company or air taxi company that is used for commercial use. Oh. They've announced plans to start operating in Dubai. They have only announced 4 locations so far. It's still like a starter company and stuff. But they're hoping to start by 2026. And so, air taxi, they're trying to bring to Dubai. So that's really fun. Hopefully we'll get to see more futuristic things happening in the country, especially on the roads. I feel like that would be very exciting, especially for people who do not get stuck on traffic. It'll be nice to see like a change of public transportation, I guess, that will hopefully surpass whatever traffic is on the road.
Yeah. How's the traffic nowadays from Sharjah to
Dubai? A lot of events are happening this month and next month.
It's a whole season. It will keep happening till March, April. Yeah.
Yes, so more people are coming in, which equals more cars on the roads and more traffic time. So it's not my most exciting part of the day, but we all go through it.
Yeah, everyone goes through it. Yes, we talked about a lot of stuff. There's also an update. There's an apology I was just listening to one voice note about it. There's an apology by the ITP Media Group. It's a UAE-based media group. They run a lot of magazines and shows and channels. So everyone will know about the story that a kid, 11-year-old kid, was bullied on a show on Mazaj TV. And the show name was Star Games. So she went to the hospital for a week. She was hospitalized for 1 week because of the emotional toll that got on it. And they've now published a public apology on Mazaj TV, which is owned by the ITP Media Group. And it is in Arabic, but the crux of it is that they apologize. And maybe Hind can tell us more about it. If I can just turn my laptop to her and tell us the crux of it.
So they're just apologizing to the UAE society because obviously they face a lot of backlash for good reason. I mean, a grown person was harassing a minor and left her hospitalized, they obviously apologized to the young girl and to her family, and send her condolences because she is in the hospital currently.
You can go to the Mazaj TV app and read the apology, but it's also available everywhere else. We'll also post about it, so you can always follow us on social media and see what they're saying. The Dubai Media Office also published a statement about it in detail, saying that it's wrong and everything should be taken care of. You can't just go around talking to kids like that on a live TV show. You should be careful, and there should be some kind of content control and some kind of maturity as well, I guess, when it comes to these cases.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you have to... I mean, these are minors on the show that you're hosting, so
careful with them.
It's really unfair that she got that treatment on the show.
We had a psychologist, a doctor, on our Love in Dubai show in the morning. You can go back and watch that also, and we'll also share the clips of what she said about the whole case on our Smashy Business channel. And to summarize the whole show, richest man of Africa is coming to Dubai. He's setting up his family office. Telegram has reversed his privacy policy. Very sad day for fans of Telegram who said that Pavel Durov will lead them to freedom of speech. But now they are going to share data if the investigation authority asks for it. And WeRide and Uber are now you can book robotaxis basically. We ride robotaxis by using your Uber app on your phone in Abu Dhabi only right now. After that, they will most probably move to other countries as well.
So thank you so much for joining us on the show. You can always find us on all the streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anghami. Also find us on TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, and YouTube. Also LinkedIn. And we have a daily newsletter that comes out every morning. So make sure to subscribe to that. We always have the best news coming from the region, best business news from the region. So thank you so much for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow.